Hi, this is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us. And today I want to talk a little bit about technology and living in the future. I'm actually heading over to a meetup where we talk a lot about technology, and in particular WordPress. And I love technology. I mean, I love technology. And I kid with people, I tell people that, you know, with all the technology that we have here, it's like we're living in the future. Which is partially true because, yeah, it feels like we're living in the future with all this great tech that's out. But the problem is that in some cases, it feels like we're living in the past. It's like we have all these ways of doing things, technology-wise. But then you have all this, like, red tape, bureaucracy and stuff getting in the way. Which, it just makes me think, it's like, why can't I just get this one device to talk to this other device? And whatever I have on one should just show up on the other. But with all this red tape and extra crap that we have to deal with, it just makes it feel like, yeah, we're living in the future, but we have, like, a lot, long, long way to go. It almost makes me feel like I want to live in the future, so that way I could use the future's future stuff. One of the things that drives me crazy right now is with AT&T. I'm an AT&T user. I'm an iPhone 4S user. I've been using an iPhone since the second generation iPhone came out, which was just the iPhone 3G. And it drives me crazy how, you know, for as sophisticated of a device as it is, it's actually being held back quite a bit by the cell phone companies. One thing in particular is I love recording videos. I love record audio, as you can tell. And the thing that really bothers me about recording video is, you know, it takes bandwidth. Well, that's all fine and good. You know, I'm quote-unquote grandfathered into unlimited with AT&T. Not so much, actually. It ends up that not only am I grandfathered in with AT&T for their unlimited package, but I'm also now grandfathered in to, if I use too much internet service on my phone, they'll throttle my internet access. Throttle my internet access. Now here's the kicker. This is the one that just drives me insane. Is I go into AT&T to go talk to, you know, the person behind the desk there, and I tell them what's going on, and you know, I've used up so much bandwidth, it actually ends up being a lot less than the 5 gigs that they're saying that I'd have to use in order for them to start throttling me. But the thing is that what they're going to be doing now is they're offering LTE service, which is their 4G service. It's supposed to be a lot faster. They claim 2 times faster, whatever. But what's funny about that is those people are also going to have throttling issues as well. If you're grandfathered in to, you know, unlimited internet access, and then you have 4G, which I'm not sure if you can have those things at the same time, but let's say that you could. Well, with that, you're actually using up bandwidth 2 times as fast, which means that you'll have 2 times the amount of bandwidth to push. You'll be able to push up internet your data faster, up to 2 times as fast, but you'll also be getting to the finish line faster than everyone else. You'll actually be hitting that throttled 5 gig limit a lot faster than everyone else. For me, it would be 2 times as fast. So it drives me nuts that we live in this day and age where we have all this great technology, yet we have all this red tape BS that we have to deal with in order to be able to use the technology. You know, I can't take some video that I downloaded off of iTunes and play it on some other device unless they're DRM compatible and everything works together just fine. Where technically, sure, those two things should be able to talk to one another if the codecs all match up and everything, and things should just work. But no. You know, we need to worry about the bottom line first, so we're going to hold back technology because of the bottom line. And that, my friends, is why I think we have technology that lives in the future, but a lot of the rules and regulations make us live in the past. I'm Jason Tucker. I can be found over jasontucker.us. I don't speak about politics in any way, shape, or form, but if it bothers me, it bothers me. I'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.